I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, life lessons in a mortuary, and the Mocha Moms weigh in on food and friendship. But first, they were called comfort women, the name given to the roughly 200,000 girls and women who were forced into prostitution by the Japanese military during World War II. The Japanese government has never officially apologized for the sexual enslavement of women from Korea, China, and the Philippines and other areas. However, the United States House of Representatives demanded one yesterday, passing a non-binding resolution by voice vote. Congressman Mike Honda was the main force behind the resolution and is with us today. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Japan says it's already apologized, did so in 1993, and also established a fund which collected private donations and offered payments to some of the women involved. In your opinion, why isn't that enough of an effort?
Well, let me make 3 points. Number one, the word prostitution is probably a misnomer. They were forced into sexual servitude. It was a systematic military operation where they did, in fact, capture, kidnap, coerced girls and young women into sexual slavery. And the government of Japan has been insisting that they have apologized several times over.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals have apologized, such as the Prime Minister Koizumi and the current Prime Minister Abe. And they have aligned themselves to the comments that was put together by then Deputy Cabinet Secretary Kono, who after 2 years of study, when historians found documents proving that this system had existed, came up with this comment.
Mm-hmm.
The comment that was originally made by Deputy Secretary Kono was a good one, but he had no force of law in terms of his position or the process. He was what one would consider the equivalent of the chief of staff to the president.
So you're saying that these were personal statements. So why is it so important to get an apology some 60 years after the fact?
The corollary I would draw would be the apology that the Japanese Americans here in this country were able to get from our own government, who set aside our constitutional rights in 1942 when President Roosevelt had signed Executive Order 9066 that allowed the military to remove Japanese American citizens and non-citizens alike from their homes, from the communities, into American-style concentration camps. 60 years later, we as a community debated among ourselves whether we should sue the government for an apology based on the set-aside of our civil rights. We did. It took us 10 more years, but 1988, after the Congress had passed H.R. 442 and President Reagan signed it into law, did we feel that there was a unambiguous apology in setting the record straight. Japan has not done that officially, and they continue to double-talk and whitewash the history of their activities and constantly attempt to change their history books in the junior high school and high school level. That in itself indicates that there's no sincere and historical responsibility being taken by the government of Japan. This is what we're seeking.
Mm-hmm. Congressman, what about the idea that this type of resolution puts a strain on the relationship between the United States and Japan, a country which is among Washington's closest allies?
Well, there's no mistake and there's no question that Japan is a strong ally, a very progressive country, a democratic country. However, the political leadership has not ever seen it fit under the current party, seen fit to do so. The relationship will always be strong. The relationship is really dependent upon how they themselves will behave towards this issue and as a result of our own vote. The Japanese government is reeling under the own weight of their own behavior in Japan itself. So this has no or very little bearing upon our relationship between Japan and the United States.
Congressman Mike Honda represents California's 15th congressional district. He was the main force behind a non-binding resolution which calls for Japan to apologize for forcing women into wartime sexual slavery. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.